Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 238 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 14th September 2025. Hello. Today we will have a history lesson covering the 13th, 14th and 15th of September. On the 13th of September 1609, Henry Hudson, the navigator and explorer, reached the river that would later be named after him, the Hudson River. Having sailed twice on behalf of English merchants in 1607 and 1608, looking for a rumoured route above the Arctic Circle, the Northeast Passage to Cathay, in 1609 he landed in North America on behalf of the Dutch East India Company, explored the region around modern New York, and sailed up the Hudson River, establishing European contact with the native people of North America. On his final expedition, he became the first European to see Hudson Strait and the immense Hudson Bay. In 1611, after wintering on the shore of James Bay, Hudson wanted to continue westward, but most of his crew mutinied and cast Hudson, his son, and six others adrift, and that was the last heard or seen of him. So our first four dances will celebrate Henry Hudson. An 8x32 bar reel called Navigator, devised by Christian Vestley in 2022, begins ones set and cross down to dance half a grand chain, ones finishing facing their third corner position for half a reel of four, then ones turn right hand 1.5 times to face fourth corner position. Another half reel of four, ones turn right hand to second place, six hands round and back. The track I've chosen for this is Jaunty Jack by David Cunningham and his band from the Leicester Silver Collection. David Cunningham played Jaunty Jack and the Three J's, both by Stanley Gibb, then The Lockhouse Reel by Colin Dewar, and Mr. and Mrs. McShane of Houston by Ian T. Muir. Our second dance is The Traveller's Jig by Bob Campbell in 1978, which starts ones cross right, cast, cross left, and cast left into half reels of three across, all set and change right up and down, then repeat the half reels across, set and change right up and down. Ones dance right shoulder around second corner positions to second place, own sides, and set, then all turn right hand. The recording is from Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith's Campbell's Burl CD from 2004. Thank you. fiddly tune was Jiggin' in the Kitchen by Fred Moyes. Then Andy Clark of Creef by Dougie Hunter. Jim McAllister's Jig by Callum McLean. And Miss Sarah Gillies, another by Dougie Hunter. For our first raspberry, we will have five couple longwise sets for Riverbank by Moira Stacey, with ones and threes as dancing couples. They set, cast off, and dance right hand across to face first corners. Set to corners, dance right shoulder around to set to second corners, and dance right shoulder around to finish in the centre, ones facing threes. While ones and threes dance rights and lefts, beginning up and down, fours set, and cross back. Ones and threes set and cast off, and all turn partner with two hands. For this, I have chosen the music for Anita's Dance, played by the Lothian Band for Birmingham's Diamond Jubilee in 2006. George Michael and the Lothian Band played Lady Clare and drums Hugh, both traditional. Dunny Mains by James Stewart Robertson and Tolkien Lodge by James Scott Skinner, before returning to Lady Clare. Hudson Landing was devised by Chris Ronald in July 2009, recalling the miraculous landing on 15th of January 2009 of US Airways Flight 1549 on the Hudson River. Chris recommends this track for Cromarty's Rant by Alistair Wood and his SCD band. Four Traditional Tunes, Cromarty's Rant, Babes in the Wood, Duncan Gray, and The Rakes of Mallow, played by Alistair Wood and his band on the RSCDS Books 31 and 32 CD from 2003. Moving on to the 14th of September in 1682, when Hugh Gore, the Bishop of Waterford and Lismore, founded the Bishop Gore School in Swansea, making it one of the oldest schools in Wales. The school was initially in Goat Street, in the city centre, as Swansea Grammar School. It has had several names and locations over the intervening 400 years. Finally, in 1952, the school, still the boys' only grammar school, moved to its current site in Sketty, backing on to Singleton Park and Swansea University, with spectacular views over Swansea Bay. In 1971, after merging with other schools, it became Bishop Gore Co-Educational Comprehensive School. Quite why a bishop of an Irish diocese would be founding a school in Wales is not clear, but we will have three dances to celebrate this. The schoolmaster is a 4x48 bar jig by John Mitchell, Wesley Book 10, which does have a diagram online. Ones and fours are dancing couples, and they set, turn right, cast in a place, and dance half right hand across in the centre to face a corner person. There then follow 16 bars of change left with corner and three quarters right hand across in the centre, which finishes in the order 3-1-4-2 with ends on opposite sides. All circle round and back, and then at either end a lady's chain. End couples, threes and twos, set twice and turn one and a half to own sides. Not a huge choice of lesser-known recordings to pick from, but, not surprisingly, I have chosen one of two by Marian Anderson's band, the Laggan Bridges. Marian Anderson's band, played four traditional tunes: Argyle Is My Name, Tripping Up the Stairs, The Gander in the Pratty Hole, and Paddy Clancy's. On our school theme, the next Strathspey is The Old School Strathspey by Mervyn Short, published in 2009. For four couples in a longwise set, with threes and fours starting on opposite sides, there is an interesting meanwhile movement in bars 17 to 24, changing axes. I think I'd need the full instructions and or the diagram as well as the available crib to really get to grips with the dance, but it does have its own recording by Green Ginger.
Thank you.
That recording by Green Ginger included Rob Roy MacGregor, Miss Murray's Reel by George Jenkins, and then Miss Drummond of Perth and Miss Stewart of Grantully, both by Neil Gow. Finally in this section, maybe a trip to Lismore might shed light on why Bishop Gore was founding a school in Wales. In fact, Wikipedia explains it all. But the dance is interesting, as it is an 8x24 bar jig. The recommended recordings are therefore for Teviot Brig, and this one is Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band played four traditional tunes, Teviot Brig, The Wee Sergeant, The Church of Dromore, and Harvest Time. Moving forward nearly 60 years, in 1741, George Frideric Handel completed his oratorio Messiah. This didn't really lend itself to a suitable Scottish dance, except musically marvellous. An 8x32 bar reel by Anne Thorne, written for the members of the Ian Muir Sound and the Wardlaw Scottish Country Dance Band, who we have just heard from. Quite straightforward, ones dance a figure of eight around the twos, cross down into reels of three on opposite sides, in promenade hold reel across with the twos, then dance down, cross through the threes, dance up through the twos, and cast for second place to start again. So we will have a track from the Ian Muir Sound, which is actually for the Sailor, but includes Billy Stewart's favourite tune, Dunaskin Glen. Ian Muir Sound played the Davy Hornpipe, then Five by Ian Muir, David Turnbull's Reel, Miss Lorraine Nelson of Aberdeen, Mr. and Mrs. McShane of Houston, I think we've had that already today, Kenny Thompson's Reel, and Dunaskin Glen, and finished with two by Ian MacPhail, Mrs. C.M. Barber, and His Compliments to Gordon Jameson. 11 years later, in 1752, the British Empire adopted the Gregorian calendar, skipping 11 days, so going from September the 2nd to the 14th overnight. So we are now going to move on to the 15th of September. And in 1830, the Liverpool to Manchester railway line opened, and the British MP William Huskisson became the first widely reported railway passenger fatality when he was struck and killed by the locomotive Rocket. A tribute to Liverpool is A Three-Couple Strauss Bay by Anne Burke, published in Liverpool at 70. One starts the first 8 bars and finish in place. Three starts the next 8 bars and finish in the middle of lines across for set and link for three. All set, and the threes turn the person diagonally to their left, and the last 8 bars are half reels of three across and half reels of three on the sides to finish 2-3-1. For music, I have chosen The Fair Northwest by Muriel Johnston and Friends. Johnston and Friends played her tune Mr. Purves the Tailor, Derby Road by Ian Robertson, and the traditional Bonnie Bridge. Our last jig is It's Not Rocket Science by Joanna Rayner and Emily Mellott. And it isn't. Ones and twos set, cross, set and Petronella turn, half rail of four, then turn to own size. Ones and threes, rights and lefts, twos, ones and threes, circle round and back. The recommended music is for Miss Grace Hayes' delight. And here are Fiddlesticks and Ivory from Gillies on the Golden Gate from 1992.
Thank you.
Fiddlesticks and Ivory, played Miss Grace Hayes' Delight by Neil Gair, Miss Macpherson Grant's Jig of Ballindalloch by William Marshall, and Miss Sally Hunter by Nathaniel Gow. And unusually, we are going to finish with a medley, Manchester Medley, by Jim Ray, which is in a square set, 32 bars of Strasbourg, and a different 32 bars in real time when the men move on to a new partner. And those 64 bars are repeated 3 more times to get back to original places. The recording is on an album of the same name by David Hall and his band, but it doesn't match the dance instructions, as it is just 64 bars of Strasbourg, followed by 64 bars in real time. Sorry about that. David Hall and his band played Manchester Caledonians by Sir Jimmy Shand, Dorota Bridge by James Braidwood, Archie Mengis by John Lowe, and Arthur's Seat by James Scott Skinner. Just time to wish Marie Stephen, one half of the Gruesome Twosome, a happy birthday on the 17th, and we will play out with Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham with the crack at Clashmore Hall. More history next week. Bye!